Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Mysteries of the Unexplained. It is me, William, joined by
Anne-Marie.
We are the Sonny and Cher duo of the paranormal world, and we all know that one of those people went off to become a superstar and the other one somewhat faded in the background. But that's not up for us to tell you which one that'll be. It's up for you to judge and find out in the future.
Didn't one of those also beat the other one up? We also know which way that went.
If I could turn back Oh, sorry, Dad. I don't know where that came from. Maybe it's more of a prediction of the future.
One of us also dressed up as Cher and performed at a Christmas do one time. And let it up to your imagination who did that as well.
Was that me? I can't remember. Did I do that?
Girl, I've got the photographs to show it, girl.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I actually totally forgot there. Well, yeah, I think my brain basically numbed that memory from me because it was horrendous. But first of all, we need to say thank you to two new Patreon people this week. Thank you to The Pink Witch and Chrissy Kalabaka.
Oh, thanks so much, you guys. The Pink Witch, what a cool name. So, like,
I did actually ask the Pink Witch, was she a good witch? And she said she was. So we're fine. We're in the clear.
Good, we're good. Because I think we've drawn enough bad juju on ourselves doing this over the last few years. So thanks very much. And thanks to Chrissy?
Yeah, Chrissy Kablaka.
Thanks so much. Oh, what a cool name. Oh, you guys are so cool and you're helping us do this remotely. And I got a new computer, Will, and I'm on it right now. And oh my God, now let me just say, it wasn't from the proceeds of the Patreon. We might need, that might be enough for a microphone. But I got a new computer and I am just so psyched to record this on it today because it's so exciting. It's a desktop and it's like I'm not looking down for the first time in years.
Annie's world has greatly improved. And you too can help by donating money. This is the outcome of your support. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. We love you.
So, as always, we read out a paranormal story. And this week it is my turn. Are you ready, Annie, for something that will shake your booty pants off you?
Oh, I'm feeling a bit hormonal today, so I'm probably not ready, but I'm just going to say go for it and let's see what happens.
In northwest Bulgaria lies the quiet village of Tarchina. Home to a small population, this sleepy village had an unremarkable history and remained somewhat hidden from the rest of the country. But on the 6th of December 1990, a large military presence descended on the village and cordoned off a large piece of land on their arrival. You may be wondering why such a large military presence would arrive unannounced to a sleepy village. Biohazard control, perhaps? Or perhaps military exercises would be the most reasonable explanation. This was, however, for another reason. It was called Operation Sunray, a project that was led by Colonel Taveco Kanev, ordered by the Bulgarian Ministry of Defence with the aim to locate a lost treasure that they believed to be buried there. The treasure in question was believed to be that of Samuel, the Bulgarian Emperor. Rumours persisted in the area that Samuel had hidden the treasure underground near the village before going into battle with the Ottoman Empire. But no evidence of this had ever been found, and so it remained rumours in the wind until now. Colonel Kanev was ordered to tell his men to dig in the Bulgarian countryside at specific... Okay, let me go again. And one, two, three. Colonel Kanev was ordered to tell his men to dig in the Bulgarian countryside at... as particular coordinates, and so the dig began. From the onset, the operation was plagued with problems. First, the soldiers' power tools and excavators would break down for no apparent reason. This happened so often that they ended up resorting to pickaxes and shovels to remove the ground below. Next, the radio communication went down. It proved impossible to communicate with the outside world. This resulted in them having to lay a landline telephone from the nearby village. But still, radio operators reported whispered voices in the background of their communications. Even with these problems, the project continued. Down Colonel Kanev's men dug. 10 feet, nothing. 15 feet, nothing. But at 20 feet, their pickaxes met with impenetrable stone. Explosives were eventually used to break through, and there, behind the stone, lay a spiral passageway that wound its way deep into the underground. Colonel Kanev reported that as soon as they started to explore the passage, unexplained phenomena began happening around the site. Guards who patrolled the perimeter fences at night reported seeing 7-foot-tall creatures roaming the perimeter and disappearing into the night. Next came the reports of smaller, unidentifiable creatures that hid in the bushes, not taller than a foot in height. Strange encounters and occurrences were becoming commonplace, and on the 27th of November 1991, a villager by the name of Tariko Kolev reported that he had been out walking when a bright light from the sky had struck him, knocking him out. When he awoke, he was found to be more than 40 miles away. The dig went on for another year. During that time, even more locals began to report strange lights in the sky that would emit bright lights and flames. One local by the name of Elka Kirnova in June 1992 reported being awoken by her dogs barking in the middle of the night. When she went outside to see what was disturbing them, she witnessed 3 shadowy figures move away from the excavation site and disappear into the tree line. She then witnessed a brilliant white light rise up and shoot into the night sky. Colonel Kanev visited this site and found a patch of burnt ground where Elka had said she had witnessed a strange occurrence. In the days that followed, Elka and the soldiers that explored the area were plagued with utter exhaustion. Colonel Kanev reported that the excavation went on for 2 years in total, and eventually, underground, the passageway ended with a large concave-shaped slab that had a mirror-like shine. When they broke past the slab, he said they entered a circular chamber which had strange symbols and hieroglyphic shapes on the walls, which were perfectly smooth. As the soldiers crossed the room, they were prevented by an invisible force that severely injured a number of them. In front of them, at the far end of the room, fused into the rock, was the remains of a tall creature. It is unclear as to what happened after this point. Colonel reports that they were attacked in some way and that they had to escape the tunnel quickly. The tunnel's entry point was then destroyed and concreted over. all records of the estimated $20 million operation were then hidden from public record, with seemingly nothing to show for it. You may be wondering how we even know that this event took place at all. In the years following the operation, Colonel Kenev gave a testimony of what the operation was really about. He said that the operation was really looking for Object Number One. He told of how the military had worked with remote viewers and psychics to locate this object, and that the village of Tarchina was the home of this object. One of the remote viewers, Eli Loganova, claimed that Object Number One was one of the Earth's oldest ancestors and had been trying to guide people to its location for years. This creature, she said, is from long before the time of mankind and possesses psychic-like abilities, which it has been using to try get mankind to free it for thousands of years. She went on to say that Hitler had searched for the creature for years to no avail, and that the creature had shown her visions of the future, which she wrote down in four journals that the Bulgarian army then confiscated. In these journals, she is said to have wrote about spaceships that were powered by the sun, and military clothing that repelled bullets. More information came about when military professor Delto Naplatanov said that his daughter was part of Operation Sunray due to her psychic abilities. He said that before her departure, famed seer Bagavanga contacted her and warned her not to disturb the creature below Tarchina. Unfortunately, when his daughter returned from the operation, she was not quite the same, and he said she then chose to end her life. We may never know what lies beneath the landscape of Bulgaria. Maybe one day in the not so distant future, this creature will finally come to the surface. What do you think, Annie?
I keep having visions of like Prometheus-like things. That movie freaked me out so much. I didn't feel right after it for ages.
I love that film. Because,
yeah, I loved it too. But it really had like it made me feel really weird. But you've kind of been telling me about this kind of thing for a while now. And every time you do, my head just kind of wants to block it because I find it really terrifying. But if the creature is trying to like get men to contact it, kind of a thing, but Are you saying that like this seer was saying not to because it's dangerous and it's not the right thing to do? Obviously
it's kind of vague in that sense. After this event had happened, four researchers from the University of Sofia in Bulgaria, which is the capital, they went to go investigate the area. So they went and they set up camp and they were looking for electromagnetic fields and tried to find like some sort of weird explanation for like why, you know, it was kind of a dead zone for communications and a lot of electrical stuff wouldn't work. And when they were there, they reported that they seen multiple UFOs in the sky, and that this all led up to a point of one of these UFOs apparently approached their campsite in their craft and shone a laser beam on their campfire, which then made their campfire rage out of control and they fled the area and never came back. But yeah, it's interesting what you're saying about what I was talking to you about recently, listeners, is that the remote viewing. So the remote viewing, it's very, I thought this was very interesting because this all happened in 1990, okay? Mm-hmm. But we know at, because of CIA reports that in 1984, the US government, these are declassified CIA reports, was actually investigating remote viewing as well, and they were looking into it from the Monroe Institute. So that kind of gives more evidence that governments were actually using this as a serious form of acquiring intelligence in other parts of the world as well. There is an argument, that this was a cover so that these remote viewing investigations and reports that would come out, but bearing in mind these weren't declassified until 2008, but I know countries would have been able to probably get intelligence from other countries, and that these were just a form of kind of like scaring another country, because if a country found that report, they would think that, oh my gosh, that these countries are really technologically advanced, and they would probably have a bit of fear against them. But then other people then say like, no, that that's that they actually were investigating these things and that they did use these form of viewings. But locals in the area, like, this did happen. Like, the military did appear like out of nowhere and said that they were looking for this treasure, which is like very strange if that was the case, because why would they all of a sudden just go looking for a treasure that was rumored to be there? Doesn't really happen.
Yeah, you would think that they'd have to have like a certain amount of quite strong like intelligence to say that there was something worth digging for fucking 2 years. Well, I'm sure they thought that they'd get there sooner, but like, and then it's crazy that all everything started malfunctioning when they were there. So there seems to be some like something affecting like that part of the world where like strange things are happening. It's kind of like one of those hotspots, like where people see like UFO activity going on all the time. It seems like it's one of those places. But like, I do you know what, the more I read and hear about this stuff, like the remote viewing stuff that you were talking about is really incredible, because it, like, even like in the 80s and 90s, it looked like the CIA were putting like a lot of money and research into like into this form, this technique of like communication, and they seemed to really believe that it was like viable.
Yeah, these psychics and remote viewers actually worked for the government. They had like jobs within the government to do this, like for the military, sorry. These people then came out afterwards to say like what the story was. Like the guy that led the whole thing, Colonel Kenev, this is his account of what had happened, that these spiral staircase, and that the walls, he said that the walls were particularly smooth, that they were very like, it was like a, it wasn't just like a cavern that was kind of like chipped out, like it was like, it was like done to a high standard or something. The psychics were saying that, yeah, that this was like some sort of creature like banished underground or sealed underground, which is very interesting, because we spoke about before, it's probably in the Patreon episodes, about like the Tua de Danann, wasn't it? That were they banished underground?
Yeah, they were. And it's actually a very common story in a lot of myths, like going back from different countries, like in parts of Scandinavia, it's really common as well, that there was like a kind of magical life force, like beings that were basically threatened by man as we know him today, and forced like underground into these like caverns where they live, and that like their fairy folk these days are the relatives of those Tua de Danann. But it's crazy that you were saying about the kind of the smooth walls and the steps down to thing, because that's really common in people who say that they've seen alien, either something that is made by aliens or alien craft or whatever, that they have a particular kind of like feeling, like the material is different to like any of the rock or earth that you would find like on our planet.
Yeah.
Now, I know it was dug into our earth, but it didn't look like it was made by human hands, it seems.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's just all very fucking odd. One thing like, that he said that was really weird, right? Listen to this, right? Colonel Kenev said that many military people, our personnel, died on the site from very strange in very strange circumstances. Some people died from an unknown bacterial infection, which could be possible, I suppose, if you're digging up like ancient ground and maybe they disturbed some sort of weird spores or bacteria, I don't know. But besides that, he said that others had been teleported around the site, and listen to how disturbing this is, and some of them had ended up fused, like dead, into the rock.
What?
They had been teleported into the rock. like, and were dead then because they were now encased in rock. I was like, oh Lord, I'm tapping out. Tapping out of this bitch.
I'm tapped out. Tell the listeners about the seer. What is her name again? Babushka.
Baba Vanga. Yeah. So
Baba Vanga.
Baba Vanga was, she's, you probably have read about her in such places as the Sun newspaper and different Mail Online. Do you know when they always bust her out? Yes, she's the one that's blind and she claims to have all these predictions or whatever. She's supposed to be, she's a Bulgarian mystic or clairvoyant or whatever, and herbalist as well. But she made a number of predictions for the future, which you can go off and see yourselves. I'm not going to bore you by reading them out. She said, she claimed that the 9/11 attacks, that she could see them and all that. But yeah, apparently she warned that girl not to disturb that creature.
I would be like, okay, mother, I'm gone. I'd just go shopping or something instead. What would you do?
I'd love to know, is it like, right, hear me out and let's go down this crazy path for a minute and
go
let's
on.
Just see.
Do it.
Like, I wonder, is it A, like an alien that is encapsulated underneath mm-hmm. the earth, right? And those other creatures mm-hmm. were like coming to either rescue it or like attack it, or I don't know. Do you know the way there was reports of other creatures around the site and they're in the perimeter yeah. at night? Or is it like some sort of creature from our mythology, and those myths were actually all true, and those creatures mm-hmm. coming were like the paranormal cryptids and entities that we all talk about, like fairies or whatever, because they were like, oh, this is some sort of magic that's been reawoken.
Mm-hmm.
And I just realised now that lockdown has gotten to my head and I'm going mental.
Or was it just the local crazy man that was at, they were like, Jono has to be locked up again there now because he's after being seen riding on the back of sheep around the hills at night time. So we have to lock him down there. And John, he survived down there by eating rats for a surprisingly long time, and they finally had to come and dig him out.
Well, there might be one explanation for this, and this is mm-hmm. where the story ends. In 1995, the CIA did a report on this remote viewing. And they came to the conclusion that this creature was in fact a mysterious troll-like creature, which they referred to as Annie G. Or Annie Gan. That's the report, just ends there. So I don't make of it what you will. Wait now, your name is Annie. And you were on holidays in Bulgaria back in the 90s. Oh, bitch.
Just hibernating for a few years, bitches, before I came out to serve it to you. I am serving you Corona Lockdown
2020.
Imagine I came out just to serve like a fucking like bubonic plague to the world, and then I was like, see ya, be back in a few hundred years, bye. Hop down behind the ground again. What if something like lockdown is definitely getting to us both, but what are you going to say? Do you think there's any truth in it, like yes or no? Like, do you think that it's UFO like connected?
I think that, yeah, it's possibly UFO connected, but I do think that maybe it's like something that is like totally, that's so crazy that we just are like, oh, that's too much to even comprehend.
Yeah, I felt like that when I was reading some of those CIA declassified stuff. I was like, yeah. I like, logically in my head, I actually believe that some of this is probably true, but I just can't. I can't allow myself to understand it as true, because I would, it's just like, I just don't think our brains are big enough for it. Well, speaking for myself.
No, I just think that maybe it is something that we just can't really fully grasp, or we don't really yes. want to believe, because if we believe it, it'll just shatter our little mundane lives that we have now.
Yeah, like the plot of the Matrix. It just takes you too many times watching it to understand exactly what's going on.
Exactly. But anyway, guys, you can look into it yourselves as you want. It's called the Tarchina event, and if you want to look that up, and you can have a little look and do your own delving into it.
And if you find any new information, guys, do write into us here and let us know what you think. Is it true? Is it not? Is it Brian the Reptilian up to his old tricks? Is it UFOs? Is it the Scientologists? Let us know. What's going on, bitch?
Certainly do. But Annie, it is now time for... Scanning Anything.
Ask anything. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Okay, Eddie, this week I have a voice note recording for somebody asking you a question, so if you want to listen up.
I want to ask Annie E.G. Roisin anything. What's the deal with banshees? Has anyone heard them? Anyone any stories for them? Anything about banshees?
Hi Dima, thanks so much for your question. I'm actually really into the old banshees myself now, and I did do an episode on it on our last podcast, What the Fuck Is in This Book. I probably did too much. Will was probably falling asleep. I went to tell him about the banshees on that, and I did a whole episode about them. God, can I remember anything off the top of my head? That they appear either as a beautiful young woman dressed in green, I think, with long red hair that is very beguiling and bewitching, and she gives you the come hither, and then you're like, ooh, and many a man falls in love with her, and then you're fucked. Or that's kind of the Annie version of the banshee, because I would be like, if I were to present as an ethereal creature, that would be what I am. Then you have like the Will version of the banshee, which comes at you screeching and screaming, like with a face that is meant to have been the most horrendous you have ever seen. Long, dark, black or like grey, streely hair that looks like it hasn't been washed in a millennium, hasn't it? And she's like, and she like rushes at you. or she'd be tapping at the window in the middle of the night, you see. That's what she likes doing. And there is the old thing of her being confused with the sound of foxes mating. If you've ever heard a fox calling for a mate in the middle of the night, that's apparently where her scream comes from. But Dima, if you like, I will put a link in these show notes to that particular Patreon episode, and I shall direct you how to get there, and you can listen to hours of my melodic voice telling you about the supernatural creature that is the banshee. And thank you.
Thank you for your question. The next question is, Annie, would you prefer to be a cat or a dog for the day and why?
Okay, I'm definitely a dog person. So the first thing that came into my head was dog. Mm. But then I think I might like to be a cat just to be a little bitch for the day and people still think that you're cute. I'd just go around.
I think the question should be, would you prefer to be human for the day since you are a dog? I think, but that's only my personal thing, you see. Or what kind of dog breed are you? That's what the question should read.
If I'm a dog, then you are a fucking cat. Ooh, because cats are like you.
Catty.
Just like kind of, like catty. One day you're rubbing it, you're like, oh look, oh isn't it lovely? And it's rolling around on the floor and it's on its back and it's like giving you a gentle little paw, and next thing it takes the fucking finger off you. That's what you're like now.
That is
never
me.
Know what, you never know what you're going to get. What breed of dog would I be? I would be a big dog. I think I'd be like a red setter.
Oh, beautiful dogs.
And you would be a greyhound.
Oh, well, I like greyhounds, so I'm okay with that. We agree on one thing then.
Feels weird.
Feels weird. Wait. Oh my god, there's a... Oh my god, turn on your news. Hold on. What's going on? Grandma spots demon standing over her grandchild's bed after Tot told it to go away. A grandma says she captured a demon figure standing over her grandchild's bed just days after the tot was heard talking to something in the middle of the night. Tori McKenzie set up a motion activated camera in her child's room, in the children's room at her son's Ryan's house after he reported his 2-year-old daughter. Oh, that's the grandmother saying this. I was getting confused, I thought it was the mother. I was like, this is so weird. Sorry. Tori McKenzie set up a motion-activated camera in the children's room at her son's Ryan's house after he reported his 2-year-old daughter Amber had been heard pleading go away after she'd been put to bed. The 41-year-old checked the footage from the other room after a few days, and she says she found a terrifying image of a figure standing inches away from Amber. Her 7-month-old brother Michael, with a horn on its head and long claws.
Stop.
The mother said she attempted to run. She attempted to rid the home of the evil presence by burning oils, but claimed when she did, cabinets and curtains opened and closed, and music began to play itself. Holy moly. The mum of 5 shared the images on Facebook for advice and hit back at those who claimed it had been a fake by arguing she doesn't have the technical ability to alter the photo and just wants to protect her family. Other users responded to agree the figure in the image looked demonic and warned her son to get out. The family say they previously recorded orbs flying around the children's room, but the latest happening has seen Ryan move his kids into his room instead. Tori from Las Vegas, Nevada, said it was the most shock. It was so shocking when I saw it. I had to do a double take. The first thing I saw was horns on its head. You immediately think it's a demon or a devil. When we caught videos of the orbs, we thought it was a family member looking after the kids, but that picture, I have no idea. It's terrifying. I showed the kids and my 13-year-old son was scared by it. I ran over to the house and showed it to my eldest son. We were just in shock and he couldn't explain it either. Everybody was asleep, so it couldn't have been my son or his partner. We still have shots of him in there and it looks nothing like that. I know it's something supernatural. Ryan has moved the kids out of their room and into his room. Nothing bad has happened to them yet, but it's the fact that it could. It goes on to basically repeat the same thing over and over until you get to the end when they run out of space for the article. But I will put the picture up on our Facebook page and it's creepy as fuck. It looks like a granny hunched over who's caught and she looks like she's wearing glasses, but it's demon-esque. And that's all the news I have. Here's Roisin with the weather.
Well, I feel like you come onto this microphone and ruin my life for like 40 minutes every week. I just don't, you know. There's a lot of things going on and a lot of demons and things trapped
I'll send you over the picture there now if you like.
No, I don't want to see.
No, you have to for your paranormal investigator. You're going to, I'm afraid, have to describe it to the listeners.
I never wanted to be a paranormal
Open up your email now, you little bitch. Thank you.
I really never wanted this for my life. How did I get here? What is going on?
I presume you're opening up. Hold on now. I'm just going to send that file over to you through the email system that we spoke about in earlier episodes.
Mother, help me. I think I need to get an office job. I think I just need to be in an office where I have to staple things together every day. Something repetitive that doesn't take me to strange places. Wow, here. Oh, look. In my office job, I've just gotten a... What the fuck?
I know.
Oh.
Very creepy.
My God.
But listeners, I will put it up on the Facebook page if you want to have a look. And that's at Mysteries of the Unexplained. I'll put it up on Instagram as well, so you can have a look as well. At Mysteries of the Unexplained Pod on Instagram.
I don't like it. I'm going to watch some cartoons. Okay?
Thanks for listening. We love you. Annie, tell them where we can find us.
You can find us You can find us on Instagram at Mysteries of the Unexplained. You can find us at Twitter at Mysteries Pod. Is this right? Am I saying
Mysteries of the Unexplained Pod doesn't even know.
Mysteries of the Unexplained Pod. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on it's in my head now. You can join our little Facebook group at Mysteries of the Unexplained where we put up little pictures like this that will terrify you. Please don't show this to your kids. Why did the woman show that to her kid? You're 13
year old.
Sorry, scarred for life. And if you'd like to send us a little story of anything that weird that's happened in your life, do you think this is real? Are we living in a fucking hologram? What is going on? What is my name? Thank you for listening.
You just said if you want to send us little stories, you can, and then start on about how you can send them to motustories at gmail.com.
If you want to send us a little story, you can send them to motustories at gmail.com. Anything.
Sorry, Annie's malfunctioning today.
Anything about, well, stop showing me and telling me these things. I can't. I'm going to go look at the classified section and see, does anybody need somebody for some filing? I could do some filing. I could do filing and everything would be fine.
Yeah, you'd like that job. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. And we will be back next week for more Mysteries of the Unexplained.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.